Hey, out there, yoga buddies around the planet. Thanks for joining us in our practice this morning. Every single class is so unique and so many cool things happen. I just love being with you all. I know you're listening to a recording now, but being in the room is so special, and I'm so happy we have this yoga room for people to come to and have this tremendous learning, realization, mind-expanding, healing practice. So I do ask of you who listen to this podcast on any sort of frequency to join and support us on our Patreon page. You can do that by going to patreon.com/bikramyoga. For people who practice with this class here and there, I suggest the $19 a month. And if you're a little more frequent, I invite you to consider some of the higher levels than that. You will find, as you already know, so many gems and tidbits that I really believe I'm just channeling when I teach. I don't plan any of this. It just comes to me based on what is in the room, what maybe has passed through my mind in recent days. So if you find this valuable, I do request your support, and I'm very appreciative of any level of involvement that you can provide financially. So thank you in advance. Just go to patreon.com/bikramyoga. There's even some options that give you access to our live stream classes. So we hope to see you there. Or you can always check out my website at yogaismedicine.com. Lots of ways to participate there. All right, have a wonderful practice, everybody. Let's start just nice and easy without, you don't have to make any plans about class. It's very normal to say, oh, today I need to take it easy. Oh, today I'm going to go at it. You don't even need to do that. Often, if you do that, you'll often learn that the plans went the opposite way anyway, and you just had to go in the moment. So it's a good practice, good lesson to actually practice, not just know theoretically. So you can just start slowly, see how it goes. All right, let's start with the feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin. Keep the chin and knuckles together like glue from start to finish. Stand nice and tall. You can swallow a couple of times and start. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down a little bit, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Good. Now exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Elbows come forward away from the chest and elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing, slowly head down. At the same time, elbows separate and lift up. The arms lifting will help you inhale more. Exhale, breathing, head up. H-A, steady. Ha sound by the throat, just the sound of air, no voice. Elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Same on the inhale. Try to make a sound by the throat like this. And exhale. It's the same constriction of the throat both directions, so similar sound. Exhale is usually louder. Inhale, breathing. Reverse the flow of air. Breathe in by the throat. Try to bring in the same amount of air for each of the six counts. Hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, head up. H-A. Lift your chest up towards the ceiling. Shoulders can relax completely. Good. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Keep weight on the heels. Six. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two. Three. Mouth open. Four. Little bit wide. Five. To stretch the jaw and face. Six. Inhale again. Head down. Keep the weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Look for the rib cage expanding to the sides. Exhale. Breathing. Head up. Keep the hips and thighs contracted. Stand up as straight as you can. Only the neck bends. Good, Amber. Inhale, breathing. That's the right idea with the shoulders. Now lift the elbows and arms up as high as you can to help lift the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up. Now keep the breastbone lifted so the upper back doesn't drop or collapse. Stomach, suck it in, tightening up. Hold it in. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Stand tall, two. Three, look back, four, across the ceiling, five, try to see the wall behind you, six, good, a couple more, inhale, breathing. Try to stretch the armpits up. You can let the shoulders be loose, but armpits and triceps up, and then exhale, breathing, head up. Keep the elbows as high as you can as you bring them forward. This will help the shoulders relax and give you room for the neck. Nice, Angela, one more, please, inhale, breathing. Arms up, stomach in, full lungs. Exhale, breathing. Very nice. Push the chin back. Try to make the end of the exhale the strongest part. Stomach, suck it in, push out all of the air. And when you're done, arms down by your sides. Really good start. All right, let's start again. Second set. Interlace all 10 fingers. Knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise. You can swallow a couple of times. Bring the weight to the heels, and let's begin. Inhale, one, chin down, two, three, elbows lift, four, nice and steady, five, breathe in more, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three, push the head, four, with your hands, five, look way back, six. Inhale, breathing, head down. That's great with the shoulders, Amber. Keep it up. Elbows go up towards the ceiling. Armpits stretch up, ribs and sides of the body stretch up. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the chin, three, four, keep weight on the heels, five, elbows come together, six. Good, again, please, inhale, breathing, just the arms, head, and neck move. Keep the spine, hips, and legs right there in place, nothing moving there. Exhale, breathing, head up. As far as the bones and muscles are concerned, now every time you breathe, the internal organs of the abdomen move and get massaged. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look back, four, way back, five, hands together, six, elbows touch. Again, please inhale, breathing, head down. So while you're keeping the spine and hips and legs in stillness, internally a lot is moving. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. All the blood vessels in the trunk of your body, all the internal organs of the abdomen, pelvis, and chest. Inhale, breathing, head down. With every single breath, especially emphasized by each posture, you'll get movement internally. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. So from the outside, everything looks still, but inside you've got a lot going on. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, look up, two, look back, three, four, keep weight on the heels, five, lower abdomen, six, hold it in. Two more. Inhale, breathing. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy from this. We're bringing in more air than usual. Hold at the top. Good, Rachel. Exhale, breathing, head up. And when you get towards the end of the exhale, try to push out a little more air than is comfortable, just more than usual. Last breath. Inhale, breathing, head down of the breathing exercise. Now look for the rib cage expanding and lifting to both sides of your chest. When you're done with it, exhale, breathing, head up. Very nice. Push the head back. Exhale every last bit as much as possible. Elbows touch. And when you're finished, you can change arms down by your sides. All right. So each asana, each yoga posture has built within it this organ massage. It's a breathing exercise in its own right. Even though it looks like this muscle bone structural thing, it is, but it's also giving special internal pressures and stretches, massages to all the tissues inside. Let's begin half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs cross. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left on your own, back and forth, trying to create a little stretch on both sides of the body. Now you may feel it in these muscles right above the pelvis, waistband, lower back. That's where the most prominent feeling can be. Sometimes it's at the shoulders, but you're also getting the stretch deeply at the level of the spine and the nerve bundles and vascular blood vessel bundles that are hanging out, strapped right on top of the spine. So everything there is moving too. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels, hips a little forward. Bring the arms back, opening up the chest. Try to eliminate any gap between our biceps and the ears and squeeze the hands, palms together up to the wrist. Now take a really deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and slowly bend the upper body to the right side of the room, absolutely straight line, without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. At the same time, push your hips off center to the left. You can watch this happen and feel it happen as you are doing it. So you have lots of internal communication plus a visual. Come down to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out from the very center at the spinal cord all the way out to the skin, fingertips to the toes. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips tucked under, arms back and chin up. Keep your left hip forward as you come down more so both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Take a nice deep breath in, just a reminder to breathe smoothly. Right shoulder forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Now come down a little more, push, stomach in, push, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Bring your maximum body weight to the heels. Push hips forward, arms back, chin up. Now take a really big inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend the upper body to the left. Just a smooth exhale by the nose, about 20% of the air, then inhale fully again. Don't worry if you can't perfectly coordinate the type of breathing in each posture. For now, just breathe smoothly by the nose and you'll catch on to the special breathing in each posture. Push your hips off center to the right side of the room to create a tremendous stretch all over inside out, bones of the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Can you bring any more weight to the heels? Hips tucked under, arms back, chin up. Just tiny bits, fractions of an inch in these directions gives you tremendous benefit. Keep the right hip forward so both hips stay in one line. the left shoulder, armpit, tricep, chest. Lift up and bring forward, opening up the chest. Now come down a little more, reach to the left side, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Next is backward bending. Nice deep breath and eyes open. Let your head drop all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you and immediately now bring your arms up over and back towards your ears. Push your upper body back. Try to touch the back wall. Nice smooth inhale by the nose. As you exhale, push the hips forward, stomach forward, and thighs forward towards the mirror. Maximum body weight on the heels. Eyes back, reach back, go back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle. Nice deep breath in again. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Especially if this is the first major movement you've done since sleeping. You can move the hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. If it's all right on your hips, you can keep the feet together, Amber. Good. Right, left, right, left. Jessica's doing some modifications, just FYI. So if you want to look at Rachel for the kind of general instruction, that'll be most helpful. All right, grab the heels from behind. Four hands to feet pose. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. So you try to scoop up the fingers, all 10 fingers pointing towards the mirror. Elbows scoop behind the legs as much as they will go. Then pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, bring your face to the legs below the knees. Now, eyes open. If your knees and chest are not together yet, bend the knees a little bit more and try to lengthen the spine down. So rather than rounding the spine, you're actually trying to straighten it in the direction of the floor. Pull on the heels, and once the knees and chest stay together, you can push the knees back, adding a stretch all over underneath the legs, coccyx to the toes. Pull on the heels, touch your face to the legs, push the knees back, and just hold right there. Slowly come up, arms and head together. All the way to the top. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down side. And ideally, just have a moment of stillness and smooth breathing immediately following each posture. Let's do second set. Half moon pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms overhead sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers. Thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Stretch up and over to the right. Simultaneously push the hips off center. To the left. If at any point, Jessica, you want a little gap between the feet on the side and backward bending, that's a very good idea. Push hips off center to the left. Can any more body weight go to the heels? That's it, Jeff. There you go. Now, when you inhale, pull the lower abdomen in and the breastbone up towards the ceiling, just a tiny bit. This is not dramatic movement, but it has dramatic benefit. Come down for five, squeeze the palms, four, straightening the elbows, three, hips to the left, two, nice one, Rachel, one. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle. Quick reset. Weight to the heels. Lower abdomen in. Inhale. Try to touch the ceiling and reach over to the left. Squeeze your hands, palms together. Use your strength and coordination of the hands to help the arms. And the arms include the brain. In other words, the nerves that are leaving the neck, which came from the brain, leaving the neck going out to the fingertips. So sometimes that is what you may feel without really knowing it, stretching the nerves all the way to the fingertips. Bring the left shoulder forward a little bit and come down for five. Reach over, four, suck in your stomach, three, breathing smoothly, two, just by the nose, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, wonderful. Nice deep breath in for the back, then let your head drop all the way back, reach up over and back with your arms. Now you're learning, practicing how to bend your entire spine. First the neck, and then as soon as you can, when you bring the arms back, this will help you lift and backward bend at the thoracic spine connected to the rib cage. Push your upper body back. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale and push hips, stomach, thighs forward, then you bend the lower spine at the waistband lumbar area for five. Reach back. Four, smooth breathing. Three, go and touch the back wall. Two, reach back. One. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Excellent. Take a deep breath. Bend your knees. Take your time. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. And once you're down there, move the hips right, left, right, left, right, left. If backward bending is new to you, you're totally normal these days, but it's a wonderful practice that helps a lot of things besides just the back, what we think of as back muscles, discs, joints. It helps a lot with nervous system regulation and organ function. Go ahead, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows wrap around behind the legs as much as you can get them. However much it happens for you, just try the thing and you'll get maximum benefit. Now, ideally, you're stepping on the pinky fingers too. The hands are like little shovels or scoops behind the heels. And then you can pull on the heels to stretch the spine down, lengthening the abdomen along the thighs, chest to the knees. So feel free to bend the knees a little more And then exhale, breathing, bring your face to the shins. Now you just hold it. You're upside down, which is already beneficial. Exhale, breathing, push the knees back. Just take a little bit of an inhale, then exhale, pull on the heels. Exhale, roll body weight forward to the toes. Push the knees back one more. Change. Bring the arms and head together and slowly come up. Or if you need more support, hands on the thighs, it's fine temporarily. All right, arms downside. Excellent. Next is awkward pose. Right foot, step out to the right. 6 inches, hip width between the feet. Feet parallel to each other throughout the entire posture. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. It's a hard one to actually keep the triceps contracted. It's hard to feel when they stop. So energize all the way to the fingertips. Take a deep breath in and begin. Exhale, stomach and sit down. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. All right, very good. I'm watching you, Kevin. Yeah, good. It's a good compromise. Sometimes arms up, sitting less is a good idea. Now lower abdomen in, lift your chest up. Sit down more, lean back more, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come all the way up. You got it. Second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes as high as possible. So the soles of the feet are going straight up, perpendicular to the floor. Now take a deep breath, lift your chest, spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in the mirror and sit down on the tops of the toes. Hips touch the chair. In other words, thighs parallel to the floor. Come up all the way on the tiptoes, heels up. Breathe deeply, chest up, stomach in. Keep the shoulders down. Everyone, heels up. Come up even more higher on the tiptoes. That's right, Amber, super high heels. Nice going. Inhale, breathing, come up. Temporarily, the Barbie foot is good for you. Just for 10 seconds, twice a day or whatever, okay? Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and sit down. Back of the head and back of the hips lean against the wall. So you can keep the 6 inches between your feet. Bring the knees together. And sit all the way down, as low as you go. Until your hips are just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs. Thighs parallel to the floor. And the spine stretching straight up towards the ceiling. So push the knees down a little bit, hips up. So arms and legs are horizontal, spine vertical position. Inhale, slowly come up. Keep the shoulders down, chest up, stomach in. All the way up, leaning against the wall. All the way up. Good. Right foot back to the left foot. And arms down by your sides. Second set, Utkatasana, right foot step out to the right. It's kind of amazing what you're doing, isn't it, Amber? Like, it's challenging, and you're just standing in one place. Arms up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down, feet flat position, body weight on the heels. Go ahead. Now, you can stick your hips out as far as they go behind you and sit as low as you can. Maybe once or twice ever seen someone go too low in this one. Just keep 6 inches between the heels, 6 inches between your big toes. 6 inches between the knees and between the hands, and sit down until thighs are parallel to the floor. Lean your upper body back one more. Great. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep the arms there. Go straight up on the tiptoes. Feet always stay in the same 6 inches gap. Now imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, stomach in. Sit down on the tops of the toes and hold for 10. Heels up. 9. Thighs level. 8. Parallel to the floor. 7. Push ankles forward. 6. Super high heels. 5. You got it. 4. Make up your mind. 3. Chest up, stomach in. 2. Super high heels. 1. Inhale, come up. All right, lower the heels. Keep your feet 6 inches apart and just roll forward to the toes a little. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now sit down slowly. 10 counts minimum. Go ahead to get all the way down until hips are just above the heels. Or you just go as low as you can. The knees may stop you sooner. That's fine. Keep the knees together. Push them down towards the floor. Hips hover above the heels. Arms and thighs parallel to the floor. Spine stretching straight up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Without leaning forward is the goal. Just go up as straight as you can. And then change all the way. Feet together. Arms down side. All right, next is eagle pose. And then we have a little break. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. You have the arms right. That's great, Amber. Yep. Now thumbs point in. Mm-hmm. Then just bring this bottom hand around. Perfect. Pull the elbows down, everybody. Bend your knees and sit down in the chair. Body weight to the heels. So get as low as you can. Upper body back a couple of inches. And now right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs. So you start by creating the pressure at the arms and then pressure at the legs. Sit down more and more. Eventually the right foot can go behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. The foot is coming out, sit down a little more. Pull the elbows down towards the navel. At the same time, lift the chest up and hold it, breathing normally. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Swing the left arm, underneath the right arm. Yep, and then thumbs point in. That's it. The low hand comes around. Yep, there you go. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and bend the knees. Sit as low as you can. Upper body back. Left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. Cross as high on the thighs as you can, and then start to sit down more and more, pointing the left foot down and around, eventually left foot behind the right calf muscle, all five toes sticking out visible in the mirror. Nice one, Kimberly. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Twist arms and legs like ropes. Lift the chest up a little bit. Jeff, stick your butt out behind you more. Stick your hips back like first part of awkward posture and hold it. Yeah, that's it. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Second set, right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands. Pull the elbows down so fingertips go below the nose. You got it. All right, bend your knees. So a good way to practice this, Jeff, is sit down like the first part of awkward pose. That shape you're trying to also do in eagle, okay? Right leg over the left. So there's sort of that sharper angle of the hip joint, meaning you can stick the hips out behind you, as long as the hips aren't irritated. If they are, then we'll figure it out. But ideally, you stick the hips all the way back, lower them down, body weight slightly to the heel. Then lift the chest up, twist arms and leg like ropes, and bring the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in towards the center. Hold it. Take your time, change again. That's good work. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head, and last one, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands, pull the elbows down, stomach in, and go ahead, sit down in the chair, body weight to the heels. Upper body back, couple of inches, begin left leg, lift up over the right. Yeah, and that's good. Interlacing the fingers is a good place to start too. Eventually, when you can maintain the grip with palms together, you can straighten out the fingers. But getting the fingers interlaced will match your palms to each other. And then you can start over time to straighten the wrists up. There's no rush. All this happens nice and easy, nice and slow. Bring the knees to the left a little, hands, palms to the center. So hands, elbows, knees, and feet are in one line. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down side. Okay, party time. Little sip of water if you need it. All right. Next, we have standing head to knee pose. You can wipe the hands if you need. Bring the feet together, toes and heels touching. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Round forward, pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't reach the foot yet, stand on your left leg, bring your right thigh up and round the spine any amount that you can. Reach for the foot. And once you have it, thumbs stay underneath the foot with the interlaced grip. Now concentrate deeply on the standing leg. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over the left foot. Entire leg, solid concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing right leg, very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Until eventually, it doesn't have to be today, today or tomorrow, we don't know, the entire right leg parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the right heel forward. Flex the foot from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can balance comfortably with both legs locked, then bring the elbows down little by little, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change, straighten the arms, bend the knee. Excellent, right foot down, arms down. Shift the body weight to the right foot, nice deep breath in, stomach in. Pick up the left foot in front of you, or start by bringing the thigh up, flex the foot up at the ankle, and round the spine some amount. That was good, Kevin, what you have on that other leg. You can repeat there, it looks very good. Now concentrate deeply on the standing leg. Put your mind on the leg. Keep your mind on the breathing. Whole right leg solid, contracted, unbroken. Inhale, breathing left leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Upper body can lift up a little bit too until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Now take a nice smooth inhale. Kick the left heel forward. Flex the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring the elbows down. Bending them towards the calf muscle. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle and eventually go down below the calf muscle. Change. That looked good, Rachel, when you lifted up a little. Left foot down. Did that feel any better? Willed it. really all of this we are willing. We are using our willpower to bring ourselves in here. All right, let's do second set. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. As soon as you get the grip, just check in, standing leg locked, and then right leg lift up on an inhale. And stretch forward. Kick the heel towards the mirror. Flex the foot from the ankle. Nice, Kimberly. That's good standing up amount. You can get both legs locked, round the spine. Lower abdomen in. And everyone, you can try to squeeze the upper thighs in towards the middle, the center plane of the body, while sucking in the belly button. Everything gathers and lifts in these postures. 3, kick the heel. 2, towards the mirror. 1. Great. Change again. Take your time. Try to reverse out. Opposite of how you went in. Last one. Deep breath in. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Standing leg like a lamppost. The whole leg you integrate. The locked leg is not just about having a straight knee joint. Okay. It's integrating the entire leg from the hip and abdomen all the way down to the sole of the foot. So it's in a muscle control, energetic lock. Inhale, breathing left leg. Lift up and stretch forward. Kick the heel towards the mirror. Flex the foot from the ankle. And if you can get both legs locked, then round the spine. Belly button in. Squeeze upper inner legs in towards the center that intersects the spine and belly button. Take your time. Change again. All right. Left foot down and arms down by your sides. All right. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the side. Straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Bring your left arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror, and knees and thighs come together if possible. I'll suggest a little closer to the wall, Jessica, so that you don't have to lean to touch the wall. It's just there for you the whole time. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward, and if that light's in your way, you can go wherever you want. Charge your upper body forward towards the mirror. Simultaneously kick the right leg back so the upper body twists. The right shoulder comes back because you're kicking, and the right hand is connected to the right shoulder. It pulls the whole upper body into a spine twist. When you can't kick back anymore, kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot right up over center line of the head, toes pointing up. Keep the standing leg upper thigh especially contracted and bring the upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Stretch forward, try to touch the mirror. Kick back and up to get your 2 shoulders in one line. Come down, kick, stretch forward, kick up one more time towards the ceiling. Take your time. Change again. Feet together and arms down. All right, let's try the other side. Left hand palm up. Reach out and grab the ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Bring your right arm all the way up. Palm facing the mirror. Do you want a little door? Okay. All good. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. Kick the leg back and up. So you can watch in the mirror. The upper body is going to turn. Left shoulder will go back. That's right. And you can even stand like this and work on the twist if you just want to practice this. Twist and standing on one leg. And the left toes can point behind you. There you go. Now reach forward. Imagine I'm pulling the right arm out of the body a little bit to bring the shoulder to the chin. Kick back and up. Good job with the shoulders to get your left shoulder invisible from the front view. Now stretch forward and kick. Body down, kick. Try to level the eyes. Look straight ahead. Kick up. One more little bit. Change again. Feet together. Arms down side. Any questions on that at all? It's going to open this up and strengthen it. Take your time with it. All right, let's do second set. Right hand palm up. Reach out to the side. Hold the ankle. All 5 fingers together. Left arm goes all the way up. Now in this setup, the left side of the body, left leg, left side of the spine and waist, and left armpit, I want you to stretch the whole thing up. Inhale. And then begin. Charge your upper body forward. Kick the right leg back. A lot of times in these postures, especially in the twist, you are starting to give yourself mild sort of alignment adjustments. So when you go into a posture and it feels like something is happening, you can just be there and take a breath or two and then see how it's going. Then you can kick up a little more, stretch a little more forward. And as the balance improves, you'll have more time and stillness in the twist. Last 5, go and touch the mirror. 4, kick straight up towards the ceiling. 3, left shoulder comes to the chin. 2, kick straight up. 1. Good. Change again. Feet together and arms down. Okay, last one. Left hand palm up in front of you. Reach out. Grab the left ankle And right arm all the way up. Now the whole right side of the body, everything from the top of the middle finger all the way down to the sole of the foot, I want you to stretch up on an inhale and go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19, 18. Turn the hand like this, 17, there you go. 16, 15, 14, 13. If you want to hold the foot, 12, that's fine. 11, 10, go and touch the mirror, 9. Look straight ahead. Flip the arm for me. For 5, like this. 4, 3, that's it. 2, 1. Good. Yeah, the arm tends to roll in, but we got to keep it open. Don't worry, I'll help you all. Yep, that's normal. I mean, it's not normal, but it is normal. Kathy F., and you can be friends, she broke her elbow when she was 12. And it took a few years, but it actually got quite a bit different, better. Like years. She broke it in 1969, and it was crooked until like 2021. But with a lot of practice in her case, that some of that evened out. It's maybe not going to be exactly the same, but she's like, it's different. I can straighten my arm. I know. Okay, let's do balancing stick pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, release pointer fingers. Chin up a little bit. Nice deep breath, big step forward onto the right foot, lock both legs and come down. Bring the upper body down, left leg up, sole of the left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Chin forward, look on the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Left thigh up towards the ceiling, point the toes to the back wall, stretch towards the mirror and towards the back wall, natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep your arms and head together, chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs and come down. Bring the upper body down, right thigh up, parallel to the floor is where you're headed. Go as much as you can. Just trying the thing. Any amount of depth will give you all of the benefits. Squeeze palms and reach, so shoulder blades slide forward, elbows lock, palms together, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, and arms down by your sides. And I'm happy to, we can address things on the side too, Amber, if you need anything, all right? Let's do second set, balancing stick pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Bring the body down, leg up. Try to get to your position as far as you can go, and then stretch the body from hands all the way to the left toes for 5 more. Suck in your stomach, 4. Take a deep breath. 3. Bring the left hip forward and down. 2. Eventually 2 hips in one line. 1. Change again. That's great. Last one. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Big step forward onto the left foot. Try to touch the ceiling. Inhale. Bring the body over and down. 10 counts. Look forward. 9. 8, right leg lock, 7, standing leg lock, 6, go and touch the mirror, 5, go over and down, 3, lower abdomen, 2, suck it in, tightening up, 1, nice Angelo, change again, feet together, arms down side, all right, standing separate leg stretching, you can step over to the left side of the mat, starting with the feet together, inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together, take a big step over your mat to the right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the two heels are lined up and the feet are straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Take a deep breath and begin. Slowly stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look in the mirror and come down as slowly as you need to. When you can't see yourself anymore, reach down, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all 5 fingers together. If you can't grab the heels, grab the outsides of the feet or bring your hands on the floor in front of the feet so you have the body weight rolling forward. Now keep the knees straight, but also the legs from the soles of the feet all the way up to the hip joints locked and controlled. So upper thighs contract, the feet and ankles are active too. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down from the lower spine. And even just being upside down is important. So try to smooth out and slow down the breathing. Whole spine stretching down, decompressing coccyx to the neck. Slowly come up, head up and arms out. You can come up as slowly as you need to. Sometimes it's slower than other times. All right. And then change again. Feet together, arms over the head. Arms down side. All right, let's try second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. You can take a bigger step if you did not touch the head to the floor. Now start with the legs locked. Inhale, suck in your stomach and stretch. Lengthen the body forward first towards the mirror. So the face and the breastbone, you're trying to push towards the mirror. Good weight to the toes, Rachel. When you can't see yourself anymore, then bring the hands down. Now the spine might round a little, but however much it does, just take a little bit of effort towards puffing the chest out to do a little less forward bending We're trying to get as much of a straight spine decompression as your body will let you right now. And breathe in and out by the nose, especially when you exhale. Push the fingernails or first knuckles in towards the floor to help relax the shoulders and just stretch the spine down. Good, change again. Arms out, head up. And once you're upright, you can change all the way, feet together, arms overhead, and arms down. You good, Kimberly? Okay. I thought you were looking at me for a question. My bad. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways. Big step over your mat, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push the hips and pelvis forward, arms back, opening the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out to your right, keeping two heels in one line. Then bend the right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times, bounce and bounce and bounce. Get down there until one day the right thigh is parallel to the floor. One more, arms back, stomach in. Inhale, breathing, and begin. Tilt the upper body to the right. Bring your right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push your right knee towards the back wall. So you're aiming and one day touching between the big toe and second toe. Now turn your head, look up to the top hand, stretch up on an inhale, try to touch the ceiling. So you're twisting the spine and stretching the arms like natural human traction across your chest. Throughout the posture, keep the left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor, and try to stretch the top of your head away from the left heel. So you have a long stretch along the left leg, spine, neck, and head. Turn and twist, one more, upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, turn the right toes straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Nice, Kevin. Chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Bend the left knee and sit down. The right toes can turn in just a few degrees there. Arms back, stomach in. Go ahead, tilt the upper body, left side. Work on pressure underneath the left foot, Angelo. Push the left foot really firmly down. It's okay if the knee goes a little past the ankle. It really is, as long as it doesn't bother the knee. But this will give you more stability. If you can push the left foot down and end up with an 85-degree angle of the left knee joint when your left thigh becomes parallel to the floor, and then check where your fingertips are aiming. Try to keep them between big and second toe, and then stretch up chin to the right shoulder, turn and twist, upper body back. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle and change all the way, arms overhead, arms out. Was that too much, Angelo, I gave you? Can you feel a little of that pressure? It's like this grounded hamstring, like, squat on the leg. Because some of us, it's hard to get down there because we have stiffness. Some of us, we can get down there, but we can't hold it because the strength isn't caught up with the flexibility. And we're trying to bring all these things into as much balance as we can. So whether you're stiff or spaghetti noodle, you know, we're all on a spectrum. But if you can push that foot down, it's going to help strengthen and give you the flexibility and the endurance, right? We have strength and flexibility and endurance of hold, which you need both. You need this all in one beautiful spiraling picture. Okay, let's do a second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. And right now I'm talking on like the surface, just muscles and bones, right? Push the hips forward, arms back, turn the right foot. I know bones are not on the surface, but it's just one layer. Bend the right knee. The sort of structural muscle control layer. Sit as low as you can, arms back, and then go ahead, tilt the upper body to the right. So push the right foot firmly down. If you look in the mirror, that outer edge of the knee where the patella is, it can go just slightly past the knee or past the heel over the midfoot. This will give you more stability. And then stretch the upper body. You've turned the head, and if not, turn it. Stretch the top of the head away from the left heel so you get a nice long line hypotenuse of the triangle stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Turn the left foot all the way out. Do we have any birthdays in the room? Okay, turn the foot. Bend the left knee. Sit all the way down. So in the mirror, you can watch yourself. There's certain geometrical angles you can look for. The knee can go a little bit past the heel over the midfoot, and then go ahead into the posture. Now, if you have a pinchy feeling in any joint, then we need to talk about it. But otherwise, the knee can go a little bit out. Push the foot down, and now take the top of the head. Imagine I'm pulling it in the long diagonal away from the right heel. Turn and twist. Left shoulder forward towards the mirror as you push the left knee back. Nice shoulders, Jeff. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice work. Change all the way. Arms over the head and arms down. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways. Cross your thumbs, but keep the rest of the fingers straight. Right foot step over the mat, nice big 3 foot minimum step. Then turn on your heels to the right 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle and bring the left hip forward several times. So you want to kind of get the heels lined up like this. So one heel on the line, one heel. So they're right on this center. And then left hip can come forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, go down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee with the leg straight, then bend your right knee up a little bit. Bring the knee to the forehead. Every time you try to bring the forehead and knee together, you get wonderful benefit for everything in the throat, thyroid, parathyroid, trachea, everything in here. The upper abdomen too, especially the pancreas, gets a nice squeezing massage. And then you breathe with that special pressure at the organs. Also, you get a nice extension of the kidneys and adrenal glands on the back. Change again. Bend, straighten the right knee and slowly come up. Doing great, Amber. Once you're all the way standing, turn 185 degrees, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward to get your both hips in one line. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, bring your head to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee with the leg straight, bend the left knee a little, perfectly fine. Hands beyond the toes, push the fingertips into the floor. Looks good, Kimberly, to help you with the spine rounding. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing down. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot, especially at the base of the big toe, so you can bring the right hip down and forward, left hip up, to get two hips in one line. Keep the throat compressed, chin to the chest, lock the left leg, and slowly come up. Head and arms last. Nice. Coming out of it, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot and arms gently down by your sides. Inhale, breathing. And exhale, breathing. Okay. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms overhead sideways. Hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right. You know Will Ferrell and Elf, and he says smiling is my favorite. You know that guy. Turn on your heels. I'm always like, breathing is my favorite. I like breathing. Turn on your heel. Turn the back foot and left hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go down front side. Go ahead. Take your time. You're trying to curl yourself up starting at the neck. So you have the longest time with the throat compression. And you are just a little bit pressing on the breathing passageway. So try to relax with the breathing so the throat doesn't feel impossible. You just breathe smoothly with the throat compression. It's very good practice for calm breathing in maybe the not ideally comfortable position, but a beneficial position. Shift more body weight to the front foot. So right hip comes up, left hip down. Nice hips in one line. Rachel, hold it. Good. Straighten the front leg the best you can and come up. And once you're standing all the way, turn 185 degrees just to make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in and right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Start from the throat and neck. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, round in from the top of the spine to the bottom of the spine and hips. Great rounding, Angelo, of the back. Good. Forehead to the left knee. Chin all the way to the chest, as far as it goes. So you have stretching of the back of the neck. Excellent there for the shoulders too. Excellent for the muscles on the back of the head. There's no line, there's no separation between the neck and the head. It's all one continuous fabric. Suck in your stomach, push the knee a little bit with the forehead, hold it. Good. Straighten the front leg and slowly come up. Head up last. Turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, and arms down side. Good. Just breathe in and out by the nose. Next, we have tree pose. You can step back to the mat where you started. Toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as possible on the left thigh. Sole of the foot faces the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab underneath at the toes with the left. The first stage is to get the heel to the top of the thigh. So feel free to bring the knee up quite high to move the hip and then bring the foot across so the heel ends up right at the crease here. And this left hand acts as a shelf, a fixed position so that the foot can't drop. Okay, so once you can get the foot up there, keep the left elbow a little bit bent and then just let the knee come down a little bit at a time. This is a protection of the knee with the heel all the way up. It might not go as far, but it's better for it. Stand nice and tall, stomach in. Right hand can come up in front of the chest. Try to get the hips level and the shoulders level and relaxed. The foot does not slip at all. You can have both hands, palms together in the center of the chest. Gently change. Bring the right foot down next to the left, arms down. Shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring the left heel all the way up as high as possible. Same thing. You can pick the knee up, pick the whole leg. The leg, it weighs a lot. It's a substantial part of your body. Bring the left knee and foot up until the heel goes to the top of the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. And slowly, gently bring the left knee down and back. Push hips a little forward. You can grab right at the toes there. Take your time with it. All right, now stretch the spine up, shoulders relaxed. Go ahead with the hands if the foot does not slip. It's a great start. Just focus on breathing now, standing tall. The neutral spine aspect of tree pose is one of the purposes here. So whatever you can do with the legs, just try your best and then stand tall and breathe. Good, change again. Left foot down and arms down by your sides. For toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring the right heel as high as you can on the left thigh. At least halfway up or higher, wherever's comfortable. Now look at the floor. Pick a speck at the end of the mat or on the carpet and slowly bend forward at the hips. Bring your upper body forward until one day, maybe today, you can touch the floor in front of you. As a beginner, keep the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Now shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower down the hips until you're sitting on the heel, keeping maximum pressure and body weight on the hands. Once you can sit down on the heel, then walk your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips, right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, suck in your stomach, stretch the spine, chest and head up, lower abdomen firmly held in, left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone, and then, if still you can balance, right hand up, palms together. Gently change again. Bring the hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. Very nice. Look straight ahead and right foot down next to the left. Shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring the left heel all the way as high as you can. Middle of the thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable. Take your time. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Even if you just come forward a little bit, you can look forward and have the direction and vision into toe stand. However much the body goes, it's perfect. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. That's good, Kevin. Take your time. You can lengthen the spine if you want to do something there. Lower abdomen in. Take your time. Once you're sitting down all the way, walk your arms around to the sides of the body and stretch the spine, chest, and head straight up towards the ceiling. First the right hand in front of the chest and then the left hand. Just breathe as smoothly as you can. Hold in the lower abdomen and relax the shoulders. Change again. Take your time. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. And tree pose, you can change. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. All right, wonderful. You can turn around, relax on your back in Savasana. Have a little water if you need to. Oh, hello, little kitty. Thanks for joining us. Is that Frank, Kevin? Sorry, I can't see you. Kevin, am I speaking with Frank? Oh, it's Betty. Hi, Betty. Yeah, I feel like I know that, but then when I just see one of them, I can't. Yeah. I think that was Frank and Lucy on the couch yesterday playing when you were doing class. It was really cute. It's adorable. All right, I can see your mat beautifully. I'm going to mute you again. Take a few breaths, everybody. Smooth and steady by the nose. Arms all the way to the fingertips, nice and loose. You can start with the palms open, heels touching, and then just let the arms and legs fall into relaxation. The abdomen, you let it rise up a little when you inhale and lower down when you exhale. And then again. One of the wonderful, wonderful many things about the discipline of showing up when you're in just about any mental or physical state is you can experience the variation in your class. The class can show you, and as it's showing you, it's helping you resolve some of these things, even if just a little bit. You will have a wild diversity of what your class ends up being when you show up under any circumstance, right? Like traumatic or tragic thing happening and there's nothing you can do. You're like, okay, I've done what I can do. Let me just go work on breathing and seeing if my chemicals can shift. I've done this. I know many people have done it. You can cry in the back row. It's like whatever you need to do, just come and be here. You're welcome to. Then there's going to be days where you're like, I'm at the top of my game, rocking it. That class, it may be different. But you're going to accumulate this diversity of how the class feels, what you go through, what you process. There's no two classes that will be the same. Sometimes the mind can get stuck and it's going to, well, I'm not going to be able to do class like I did that one day that it was great, so why bother? It does that. It's so common and normal and you don't have to feel bad about it. But if you can just pull it in, kicking and streaming, that voice in your head say, you know what? Fine, you can keep saying that to me, but I'm going to put my body in the room. That's the kind of, it's a wonderful type of discipline. The discipline doesn't mean you have to perfectly, you know, master every asana, like to this 100% something. That's not the discipline I speak of when I say discipline. Discipline of showing up and the discipline of respecting your breathing also. Some days you have to back off a lot, and that's discipline is backing off because your breathing is like, hey, chill out, slow down. It's a listening attentiveness, consistent listening and attentiveness internally. And the postures, you know, they're just going to unfold as they do. And they're going to help you however they unfold, however far you go. Let's begin wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, deeply interlacing the fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Upper back on the floor, two shoulders on the floor, and away from the ears. Tuck your chin with the head still on the ground, so the back of the neck stretches towards the floor. The leg that's out straight on the floor, you can turn that foot straight up and back at the ankle. Pull the right knee, tuck the chin, freeze right there. Change. Release the grip. Right leg lower down and arms down for a moment. Other side, left leg lift up. Deep interlacing of the fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, armpit there, avoiding the rib cage until you feel some limit there. This gives you a wonderful massage of the descending aspect of the large intestine. Tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. When you have that pressure on the descending colon and you breathe in and out, you get that even further, more of the massage along with the breath. Change again. Left leg lower down and arms down for a moment. Immediately both knees up in close to the chest. Reach for your elbows each other. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles on cross. If you can't grab the elbows, you can hook the fingers or grab the wrists each other, grab the forearms each other, anywhere that you can get to. Bring the head back to the floor and tuck the chin. Look straight down the center line of the body. Little by little, the whole spine flattens to the floor. Now just hold and breathe. Eyes open. Chin down. Good. Release the legs and back to Savasana. Heels touch each other. Palms open. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Let's try again. Second set. Right leg lift up. Interlace fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. The strength of your grip here is not just about muscles. When you get this nice interlaced grip, go ahead, tuck the chin, do everything else. But when you have a nice pressing grip with the finger pads pressing into the opposite hand, this also helps change the circulation to and from the fingers for the duration of the posture. And then when you get out of it, you're going to have more benefit of circulation and usually a reduction in inflammation in those areas overall. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. It supports the leaving of fluid from the limbs. All right, so squeezing the hands, sitting on the feet, while it presses on them, squishes them temporarily, it helps the return of fluid back to the center of the body. That's lymphatic fluid, it's blood, interstitial fluid that can get between the layers. So just that little pressure at the hands does make a difference in the long run. Change again, left leg lower, down, arms down, and immediately both knees up. And we have other postures that do it too. It's not just that one. Each posture does things in slightly different ways. Reach for your elbows. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed, then tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. Shoulders away from the ears. Another option, Angelo, if your front sort of hip is bugging you, you can grab the knees separately and do a separate leg, two-legged knees towards the shoulders, as if you're doing right and left leg just simultaneously, if that eases the pinch at the hip, if that's why you're doing that way. Good. Take your time. Change again. Arms and legs down. We can chat about that, but that's the common reason to not grab the elbows. There's a little pinchy bit in here. You don't want to irritate. If you have a pinch, you know, it's one thing to have muscles. You're like, oh, that feels like muscle. You can still pull a little. But if you have a pinchy sensation in the hip joint, I would not keep going into that pinch. Okay? You can bring the leg out a little if that helps. You can also play with it because sometimes if you're newish, it will ease up. Sometimes you can feel pinchy bits that are muscles, but a lot of times pinchy bits, if you've been coming a long time, is bone or labrum in the hip joint that we don't want to irritate. So you can also experiment a little bit and see, is it irritation or will it ease up? That makes sense? We have so many layers to explore, just of physical tissue, that may be a new thing. We haven't even thought about that particular structure ever. All right, feet together, flex. Arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. All right, next is cobra pose. Turn around, everybody. Lie down on your front side. Bring your hands right underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids, glue it down. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over. Hands, palms. Now bring the legs and feet together so you have one leg like a cobra tail. Will your shoulders drop, Kimberly, to the fingertips? No, your hands are perfect. Just where your finger, where your shoulders drop down to the floor at the fingertips and chin on the floor. The chin forward. There. And chin forward as much. There you go. Okay. Now squeeze elbows in half inch. Perfect. Lock the legs. Inhale. And lift the upper body up. Come up halfway only so that the arms open to a 90-degree angle at the elbow joint. Everything above the belly button in the air. Legs locked. Feet on the floor. Lift the chest up. Lift the ribs up. Look up towards the ceiling. Drop the shoulders down. Come up a little higher. Change. Slowly lower down. Chin down, bring the arms down by your sides, elbows straight, turn your head to the right. Big toes in gentle contact. Is that okay for you? Doing okay? I understand to do the toes, yeah. So you had the knees down? Fine. Let's do second set, cobra pose, chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together on each hand, pointing straight ahead towards the mirror. Bring inner thighs, feet, and heels together so you have one locked leg. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up. Go ahead, please. So squeeze the back muscles, lift up, but you can also help strengthen, help lift by pushing the hands down. And then once you're up there, use the back muscles. Breathe in and out by the nose for five, chin up, four, let the shoulders drop down, three, elbows in and down, two, come up a little higher, one. Very good. Slowly lower down. Chin to the floor, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Oh, right. So there's different ways that we help. This is just one example. There's different ways we help or assist the fluid return or reduction of inflammation. Let's just pick the hands right now. One thing I was talking about was this grip, right? The next thing we do also does that we're going to squish the whole arm. But even in standing bow, when you start here, or even in half moon, when you have the arms over the head, and the body has to work to get fluid up there harder than it has to work when your arms are hanging, right? And the natural movement of fluid is with gravity down. There's also a gravity principle. And then when you're in standing bow, this arm and then is down and this arm is up. So you're exerting with one arm over the head and one leg over the heart. The arm and leg are over the chest. When does that happen? When I'm walking around the earth, my arms and legs are always below the chest, right? So this just shifts and supports that whole fluid movement internally. What do we have? Locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down, slide the arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers may touch side by side, but just go as much as you can. Everybody spread the fingers out wide and bring the chin forward as much as it will go, stretching the throat and neck flat to the floor. Grab the floor at the fingertips, lock your right leg and lift the right leg up. Come up halfway to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor with your fingertips, push the arms down, leg up. Everybody lift up. Change gently. Right leg lower down. Keep the chin forward. Lock the left leg and lift up. Left leg knee straight. Toes pointed. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Just imagine lifting, lifting, lifting. Come up more. Go up more. Push arms down. Leg lifts up. Nice, Angela. Left leg lower down. Now turn the head straight in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms. You can try to bring the arms a little closer to each other. Elbows a little closer to straight if they're bending. Just try what you can do. Now, mouth on the towel. Make sure you do not turn the head left or right. Begin both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Arms are supposed to feel quite a bit of pressure. Push the hands down, legs up. Everybody lift up. Everybody come up, go up one more. Change. Lower the legs. Good. Take your arms out from underneath and turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other. Can you feel that arm, Amber, when you try to shove it underneath the body? Yeah. So do, if you need to do less, like sometimes people have to have their arms out to the sides at first, and then as, you know, even just putting that pressure down helps, and then over time you might be able to put them under more, okay? Just if you would do it evenly, if you have to have that left arm outside, put the right arm to match, okay? All right, second set, turn the hands over, palms down. So you can do that outside of the body, and then bring the arms under, and you can wiggle right, left, or lift both hips at once and get arms underneath together, either way. Slide the chin forward so the neck stretches. Look in the mirror. Right leg for 10 counts. Lift up. 9, 8. Knee straight. 7. Point the toes. 6. Lift up. 5. Push arms down. 4. As much as you can. 3. Breathing smoothly. 2. By the nose. 1. Right leg gently down. This is the fourth time. See if you can bring the chin more forward. Breastbone more forward. And left leg for 10 counts. Lift up. 9. Knee straight. 8. Good, Jeff. 7. 6. Push arms down. 5. Leg up. 4. You got it. 3. 2. 1. Left leg gently down. Now turn the head and mouth on the towel. Readjust the arms. This is a good time to try slightly different position of the arms if needed. All right. Mouth on the towel. Spread the fingers out wide in both legs for 10 counts. Lift up. 9. You got it. 8. Lock the leg. 7. 6. Push hands down. 5. 4. Go up. 3. That's it. 2. Push shoulders down. 1. Change. Wonderful. Lower the legs. Take your arms out and turn your head to the left. When someone says to you, that's not reversible, all that means is they don't know how to reverse it. Just keep that in mind, okay? I've run into so many people with issues that are supposedly, it's always going to be that way, is the line they've heard for decades. But it, all that means is that person who said that has, within their expertise and their practice, they can't do anything. That doesn't mean there are not other situations, practices that can. Just want to keep that bubble open because we're surrounded by that. Oh, you can't change that. That's irreversible. This is the only way for that to do anything. And it's like, no, that just means that's all you know. And you're a fine person, but you don't know everything, right? Okay, full locus, chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the side. I don't know everything. I can't do surgery on somebody, okay? And a surgeon can't necessarily talk you through or understand blood flow in the fingertips. All right, legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Or understand and visualize twisting the organs. All right? We have different practices. Reach out to the side walls. Arms up more. Chest up more. Until just the hip bones are touching the floor. Get your thighs up. Legs up. Eyes up. Go up. One more exhale. Come up. Change slowly. Chin and hands down. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Kathy Freely shares that she was told she'd have a drop foot probably forever. She'd never be able to flex the foot. It's no longer the case. You've seen her in here. She can move her foot. Just, there's many examples. I only share that because she talks about it quite openly in the hallway. If you tell me something, I won't share it unless you are cool with it. But there's a lot of examples of that. Let's do second set. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the sides. All five fingers together. Legs, feet, and heels together. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones are touching. Now, even if you feel abdomen and thighs on the floor, that's fine. Get a little more chest up, so a little less abdomen on the floor. A little more legs up, so a little less thighs on the floor for 5. Smooth breathing, 4. Chest up, 3. On the last exhale, 2. Come up a little higher. 1. Lower down. Good, legs up. Kimberly, arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. All right, let's do bow posture. Dhanurasana, chin on the floor, bend your knees and hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand, thumbs included with the index fingers. Arms and legs side by side like two wheels in one base. Inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling and kick up both feet, both knees, both thighs, everything up. Backward bending against gravitation, the total spine back bending. So just kick continuously however high you're going. Lift the chin up. As you kick, purposefully relax the shoulders, chest, and throat so they can be stretched gently by the kick. Now roll forward onto the abdomen for five. Kick up. Four. Neck up. Three. Chin up. Two. Kick up. One. Very nice. Lower down. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. And I'm just going to share my raw emotion about when someone is told there's nothing you can do, that is a perfect recipe for no one, for not trying anything. It's tragic, really. If someone says there's nothing you can do, and then you're like, oh, I guess there's nothing I can do. That like hurts my stomach to think about, right? You could say, within my field, I can do no more. Here are a bunch of other fields that might be able to do something. I'm all on board for that. And some people say that, and it's wonderful. And we're here doing some of those other things, right? Where certain practices end, then yoga starts and has this whole world of possibility. Let's do second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Just below the toes, all five fingers together. Knees about 6 inches apart. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Take your time. Press the knees and thighs up. Lift the chest up a little bit too. That's it. Smooth breathing. You're going to naturally breathe into the higher ribs on the front. You'll feel it a little bit more because the back ribs are in so much of a back bend. Five, look up. Four, kick up. Three, two, one. Lower down. Good. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Dorothy has freely shared that her asthma diagnosis was permanent. There's nothing you can do. You will always have this. Guess what? Now, she is 82, okay? And at around age 80, she went in for the test. They're like, oh, you don't have asthma anymore, according to our tests. What have you been doing? A bunch of this class is what she was doing. But it's just another example. Sometimes it's a structural thing. Sometimes it's a tissue inflammation thing. We have so much capability. Let's do fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. So you can just rest sitting on the heels, kneeling position. Seiza in Japanese. Seiza, ni suwatte. Okay, and then lift your hips up a little bit and sit between the heels until one day your hips touch the floor. There's no rush. If your knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees wider if that helps. Just make sure heels touch and hug the outer hips. You're not sitting on them, but there's also no gap. You can go ahead. Once the hips are on the floor, hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs inside, lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Just once your butt's down. So almost there. You can just wait a little bit, maybe a little more gap between the feet, Amber, so that they don't restrict the hips. Take your time. If you're all the way back on the head and shoulders, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor. And if it feels like too much, just do a little less, okay? If you're all the way back, tuck your chin and lift your chest up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. It's just right. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows come up. Spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Does that feel okay where you're ending up? You feel on the knees. So, yeah, either be there or do a little less. Totally great. It's amazing, just 20 or 30 seconds in a position. But it's not just that you did 20 or 30 seconds in a position. It's that you have, number one, you've done everything before you've done. Number two, you've been in a heated space. And number three, you release and relax after it. There's components. It's not just, oh, I woke up in the morning and did fixed firm pose, right? That can be tempting. You're like, oh, that's doing something good for me. I want to do it. Now, you can do this in a not heated room. Just you still want to do that sequence of warming up. So you have the ankles warmed up, the hips warmed up, the thigh muscles warmed up before you squish the legs like that. Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. And sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, second set, top of the mat. You also have your mind tuned into the body after time in here, right? You've been concentrating on the breathing, concentrating on the sensation. Separate the feet, lower the hips, and take your time to go back. Feel free to open the knees any amount. If opening the knees wider feels better, you can do that. The heels just need to hug the outer hip tissue there. And if you're sitting down, go ahead back. No problem. Elbows first, then the head, then the shoulders. Go all the way back, arms overhead, grab elbows, and tuck the chin. Forrest used to elbow me in this one all the time, Jessica. When I'd get in this posture, he'd swim around. I can always feel limbs going across on the inside. All right, everybody, change hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. I don't know if we just give them a whole bunch of room right there. I feel like there's just a bunch of space. And they're like, oh, I can stretch. Do some gymnastics. All right, Savasana. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Strong sit up. As you're bringing the head to the knees, exhale. Strong and controlled. Good. Now we have half tortoise posture. Turn around. Sit on the heels. Knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Spine straight to begin with. Take a deep breath in. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Chin up a little, Jeff. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. And begin. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine. Chin up a little bit, Kimberly. There you go. Just a touch is great. All right. Hands to the floor. Ideally, just the pinky fingers touching the floor, but you can walk the hands or slide them forward towards the mirror. Forehead may or may not touch the floor. The main thing is that you're getting the maximum distance or stretch from the lower spine out to the fingertips. So press the hips, let them go towards the heels as much as they will, and then stretch the arms forward, palms pressing together, wrists up in the air a little bit, so just the pinky fingers touch the floor. Take a nice deep breath in and out. By the nose, both directions. Good, arms and head together, inhale, and come up. If you push the knees down a little, it will help you control the movement. Arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Inhale, stretch up, hips to the heels, and then the whole upper body forward from your lower spine. Try to touch the mirror. Yeah, good, take your time. Maybe forehead and pinkies touch the floor at the same time. Good, Rachel, that's the idea. Upper back muscles, lower back muscles, abdominal wall, all of this working together. Now, the deep breaths in this posture are quite excellent for the lower lobes of the lungs and the stretch and movement of the ribs on the back, the lower ribs on the back. Remember, I was talking in bow posture when you were kicking up, you may feel more breath in the front upper chest because that's where you have room. The ribs have room to move. Here, the ribs have the most room to move around the lower ribs and the backside. Good, arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up again. And arms down by your sides. All right, turn around, relax on your back. And in the postures where, let's say the chest has more room for the ribs to move, just for example, versus what we were just doing. The lungs up there will get more use because there's more movement possible for the lung tissue there. Where the lung tissue can go, it will go. You have more lung tissue available than anybody ever uses. You just use as much. I mean, there might be some, I don't know, maybe there's some deep sea diver type people that really use 100% of their lung tissue. But as far as I know, we don't really approach that. But where you can get expansion of the container, so you get expansion here, that lung tissue is going to get used. If it's been restricted a long time, it's just kind of there. It's not dead. It's just sitting there, right? And same with in half tortoise, when you can get that movement back here on the rib cage, that lung tissue is getting moved more. And this part, you know, when you're in a forward bend, this part, there's not much movement this way possible. It's all happening this way. So that lung expansion is going to use that part of the lung. When you're in this back bend, this part is going to get used more. So we're exercising different portions with each posture. Feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. okay, camel posture, turn around, stand up on the knees. Like when you take the rib cage off, you can expand the lungs to like way bigger than a body contains. It's huge. All right, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips or a little bit higher up on the low back. Take a deep breath in, push the hips forward, let the head drop all the way back. Go back halfway. Take your time. Smooth breathing by the nose. Go back halfway, stop in the middle, then right hand to the right heel, or keep the hands up there for now. Then left hand down to the left heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Nice smooth inhale. As you exhale, push hips, stomach, thighs forward. You can let the knees bend a little, Angelo, so the upper body drops back. Your feet will catch you. Your legs will catch you. Whether or not you grab the heels, it's fine. Exhale, push hips forward, everyone. Look all the way back, chin back. To change, bring the hands up to the hips. Push hips forward, chest up, and chin down. Excellent. Turn around. Relax on your back. Most of us are a little bit doing this stuff, yeah? Okay, forward bending, typing, texting, driving. So guess what? The ribs up there are not used to that kind of open breath. That lung tissue is not used to being used. But we're waking it up. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Head down to the knees. All right, let's do second set. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Bring the hands on the low back or like in the back jeans pockets. As a beginner, that's fine. Take a deep breath. Begin, push the hips forward. Lift the chest and chin up. Reach over and back. Go back halfway. Let the knees bend a little. You too, Jeff. So the feet press down and you feel the legs hold you there so the upper body can relax. Whether you're grabbing heels or not, you can do that. Take a nice deep breath. On the exhale, push hips, pelvis, stomach, thighs, everything forward. Look back, way back, eyes back. Take your time to change. Take your time coming up. Nice going, you guys. Chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. You got it, Jeff, with the legs. I know you're on another planet when you first get out of that posture. You don't have to respond. Angelo, that was good. That shift of weight to the legs a little, feet a little. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to grab the heels also, just to be clear. But it will allow some abdominal relaxation, breath relaxation, instead of the tension. Sometimes the tension in that posture gets stuck in the abdomen or chest, and it makes the whole thing harder. And sometimes as a beginner, that's just your natural state. It's just a little tense, okay? So over time, as you trust the legs, and you have a good reason to trust the legs more and more because you've been doing it, right? There's a mind component. You're like, oh, I can let go up front in the middle here. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture is next. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Reach back for the heels. This morning, Kimberly, I did this posture with not the full palms either. My spine didn't round much. I just had the fingers on the heel, and it's just fine. You can do either way that we talked about. Take a deep breath, stretch up, and go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knees. I'll watch you, Amber. Put your hands right on top of the heel like this. Exactly. Okay, and then you're going to curl up really compact. Forehead as close to the knees as it will go. Top of the head on the floor. Then lift your hips up. Roll forward all the way until the arms, elbows are straight. You can stay right here or walk your knees right, left towards the forehead. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. Now press the feet down into the floor. Suck in your stomach. Squeeze the heels in towards each other just a tiny bit. Change. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, and come back up. Spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. How's that feeling? It's good? Okay. The main thing about that grip, too, if it's not like as ideally pushing down, as long as it's there to keep you from rolling forward. So if you feel like you have it enough, it's fine. All right. Feet together, flex. Arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale on the way down, head to the knees. Second set, Sasangasana, sit on the heels. Get your best grip to start with, and as you get into the posture, you might be able to get a better grip. Stretch up on the inhale, exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, bring your head in, close to the stomach, and forehead to the knees. Top of that, automatically touching the floor, lift your hips up all the way, roll forward until arms, elbows are straight. Press the feet down. Just hold the heels firmly. Squeeze the heels a little closer to each other. They don't have to touch, but just a little inward squeeze. And then pressing down of the feet will stabilize that part of the body. Suck in your stomach. If you can slide the shoulders just a half inch towards the ceiling, this can help with the upper back stretching. Nice. Change again. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing all the way up, spine straight in the middle, and turn around, relax on your back. All right, legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, strong, powerful exhale. Push out the air, head to the knees. Turn around for head to knee pose with stretching. Sit facing the mirror, right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between the inner right thigh and the sole of the left foot. Bring your arms overhead sideways. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then exhale, just like rabbit pose. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend the right knee up a little bit. The forehead and knee are going together. That's the first thing to get the spine and organ benefits is forehead and knee together. Then, once you have them together, don't let them separate. Push the knee down towards the floor with the forehead. Roll into the center a little bit. Left arm, Jeff, down a little. Left chest down. Left shoulder down. Hold it. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out cornerwise, bend the right knee, inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Try to create some pressure there. Turn to the left, good stretching up, Rachel. Turn and grab the left foot just 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to the left knee. Take your time with the forward bend. Feel free to bend the knee up a little if needed, and then keep forehead and knee together, sealed as one body part. Roll into the center enough, right shoulder down, roll in to get two shoulders in one line. Parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, bring both legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, take a nice deep breath in and sit up. Grab the big toes. Same strong exhale on the way down. Use your pointer finger and middle finger to grab around the big toe, and your thumb will close the grip. You can bend the knees if you need to get the grip. Walk your hips backwards 5, 10, even more times. That's right. Walk the hips back, scoot them back to help get the legs straight and tilt the pelvis more forward. Now flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Take a deep breath, chest up. Slowly, gently push the knees down until you feel the limit. More important than getting the legs straight is flexing the feet from the ankles and pulling the toes. So as you're starting out, feel free to have the knees more bent but the feet more flexed. Once you can get the legs locked, then take a deep breath. On an exhale, stretch the upper body forward. That's wonderful, Kevin, and thanks for the angle. Abdomen along the thighs, sliding towards the knees. That's it. You can push the wrists and elbows out towards where the mirror would be. Hold it. Yes. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come back up. Turn around, relax on your back. That looked good with the arms, Kevin, too. You can just, it lets them, yeah, you feel it? It lets them stop tensing. Sometimes the wrist and chest and shoulder can get involved and they don't need to be. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead, nice deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, strong exhale. This breath is very, very good for you. Turn around for the second set, right leg out, left leg in. We have all these opportunities for full inhales, full exhales in the sit up. All right, arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right, grab the right foot. As I mentioned in the postures, we have a certain shape created. Go ahead, forehead to the knee of the rib cage or the lung container. But in that sit up, we just get a full expansive inhale and a complete exhale. So it's a good reset of maximum lung everywhere. Turn the five toes back, suck in your stomach. Looks great, Jessica. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, everybody, left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. 2 inches below the toes. Try to maintain, if you've got pressure between inner left thigh and sole of the right foot, try to maintain it. This helps control the position of the pelvis and right leg. So if you have that foot and thigh together, squish them together. Two hips on the floor. If right knee doesn't hurt, you can have the right knee pressing all the way down. Inhale, breathing, come up again. All right, bring both legs straight out, lie back. As soon as hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up again. Grab the big toes, each other. You can scoot the hips back again, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Turn the pinky toes back. Inhale, breathing, chest up, stomach in, and begin. So very slowly, gently, first the feet, toes, ankles, then the knees, Then once legs are locked, exhale, stretch the upper body forward, lengthening the spine along the legs for 5 more counts. 4, smooth breathing. 3, turn the pinky toes back. 2, shoulders and face, try to relax. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Lovely. Turn around, Savasana. All right, Amber. Did it again. Wow. Just to let you know, I'm here for how to do the postures, but I'm also here for stuff that comes up in your mind and you're like, I don't know what's going on with this class. Like, feel free to share that with me, because I've been through a lot. I've heard everyone go through a lot too, and this goes for everybody at every level, whether you're new or you're just at a stage of questioning or you can't figure something out, you're feeling stuck mentally. Like, I'm 100% here for all that too. Your mind might talk you out of talking to me because it knows that I'm up for it and I can, you know, but anyway, just putting it out there. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. We can work around and through things really quite lovely. Turn to your right, perhaps spine-twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you. Cross the right foot over the left knee corner so the heel's touching the knee. Here, I'll sit by you so you can see it. So the left leg's going to be under. You can have it straight or you can have it bent. And then the foot is flat on the floor, heel right at the knee corner. You can bring this heel all the way touching the outer butt cheek. There you go. 2 hips on the floor. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Ideally, this inner elbow stays open, and then you just flip the hand and try to grab the left knee, but if you can't reach it, grab the towel. Then bring the right hand behind you, at first on the floor, eventually on the back. Either way, you just want to keep the spine lifted. Now take a deep breath and twist to the right. So turn your head. Already you've twisted the lower spine, excuse me, and the middle spine. Now you turn the head to twist the neck. Take a nice inhale, chest up. Twist to the right side, eyes to the right, chin to the right, right shoulder can push back a little bit. Slowly untwist the spine, undo the arms, and then switch the legs. Right leg under, all the way straight is fine, or all the way bent, heel touching the outer hip, but make sure you're not sitting on the heel. That's it. And then the left foot can cross right over there. Try to have the foot flat, heel at the knee. Inhale, right arm up. Cross it over the left knee, inner elbow, try to keep open, and just rotate the palm down. You can grab the edge of the towel or mat, or grab the knee. And bring the left hand behind you on the floor, fingers turned out until you can sit up straight enough and bring the hand on the back, palm facing out. Nice inhale, exhale, and twist to the left side. We are not only twisting joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae, we're also twisting the major blood vessels and nerve trunk along your spine, all the internal organs of pelvis, abdomen, and chest. Change again. Undo the arms. And relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. And sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head down to the knees. All right, final breathing exercise of the class. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. If you can't sit that way, just sit otherwise, but keep the spine straight up towards the ceiling, hands on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. You can swallow once or twice, and let's begin. Five, four, three, two, one. Take one full inhale. Exhale completely. A little faster, begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Very quick snap of the abdomen. Keep going. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's it. Only effort is on the exhale. Inhale happens automatically. 5. Keep going. 4. Chest up. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Everyone turn around, relax on your back. Wonderful class, Kevin. Thanks for joining us from the West Coast. Have your 2 minutes. Oh, Marina, yeah. I know. So what Marini was saying, no birthday candles. I'll dim the lights. You guys can take your savasana. What she's trying to say about the birthday candles is you don't have to puff your cheeks out. You might be, but basically the face can be relaxed. What she's trying to say is the mouth is a passageway, so the lips might purse a little. But I'm not, I don't think you're making a big face, Kimberly, but the face can just be there, and the mouth can be a passageway. I do tell people, especially when they're new, pretend you're blowing out a candle, because that's the only way to make sense of it. So, yeah, does that make sense? So it's like, yeah, you don't have to take this big cheek-puffing thing. Yeah, so it's both right to say no birthday candles, and it's right to say birthday candles, but it's what we mean. And so I'm sorry for that confusion, and I'll mention it to Marini. I'm like, well, you know, our language is very important. And I love having these conversations with teachers because sometimes it can be a little confusing. But that's to clarify. It is like you're pushing air out like you're blowing a birthday candle for beginners. Like Amber, I might say, pretend you're blowing out birthday candles. I don't mind if you get also puffy cheeks if you're doing that for a while just to get it, that's fine. But then over time, the mouth just becomes passageway. Okay. Thanks for asking that question. It's wonderful. And thanks, Marini, if you ever take this class online, for bringing that up. It's a great conversation. Yeah. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, everyone. Just be sure to hydrate. And let me know if you have any questions. We shall see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Friday, Kevin.